Chapter 6, Special Topics. A. Community Property. Community property is a statutory estate in Texas. All property acquired after marriage, whether purchased or earned, is jointly owned by the husband and wife. Income on separate property is considered community property. An increase in value of separate property is not community property. For example, if a spouse has a house worth $150,000 at the time of marriage, and its value rises to $300,000, the increase is not community property. However, once community efforts, credit, or funds are used to increase the value or improve the property, community property rights accrue. A spouse can waive community property rights by written agreement. Property acquired prior to marriage, or during marriage by inheritance, devise or descent, or gift may remain separate property. B. Homestead. Homestead is also a statutory estate in Texas. Homestead protection is automatic and cannot be waived. The homestead of a family is protected from forced sale by all creditors except mortgage, property taxes, ad valorem taxes, mechanics and materialman's liens, and homeowner, property owner associations. When a homestead is foreclosed on for unpaid property taxes, the owner has 2 years to redeem the property. When a homestead is foreclosed on for unpaid homeowner SOC property owner association fees, the owner has 6 months to redeem the property. An urban homestead has a maximum size of 10 connected acres. A rural homestead has a maximum size of 200 acres. On a property greater than 200 acres, the owners have the right to designate which land will be considered the homestead. The 200 acres do not have to be connected. One homestead per person or family. A life estate can be a homestead in Texas. The homestead exemption, a tax benefit, should not be confused with the homestead protection. Homeowners must apply for the exemption and must own and occupy the home to qualify. You can backfile for up to 2 years if you have failed to claim this exemption. C. Deceptive Trade Practices Act. The Deceptive Trade Practices Act, DTPA, allows for the recovery of triple damages. An individual has 2 years from the discovery of the deception to file a complaint. An example of a license holder in violation of DTPA would be negligent misrepresentation of material fact. D. Wills and Estates. Intestate succession refers to how property passes when a person dies without a will, intestate, or with a will that makes only a partial distribution of his or her property. In the event that a person dies intestate, the courts will appoint an administrator to settle the estate. Property will be distributed according to the laws of descent and distribution. Heirs to any real property will have title by descent. Property goes to kindred, male and female. Spouse and children have priority under the laws of descent. If a married couple has all adult children and one spouse dies intestate, the surviving spouse can sell his or her real property with only that spouse's signature. Title transfers to heirs at probate. If a party dies with a will, testate, the executor appointed in the will distributes the property and the heirs are said to have title by devise. As with intestate succession, title transfers at probate. In Texas, rather than referring to the heirs as devisees, heirs are usually described as beneficiaries of an inheritance. Probate is the judicial process to prove or confirm a will or to settle the estate of someone who dies intestate. Probate must begin within 4 years of death. A district court judge transfers title to real property at a probate hearing. That transfer of title is final after 30 days. See chart in Chapter 2. E. Landlord-tenant issues. Tenants may sign an agreement waiving a right to interest on the security deposit. Landlords must account for security deposits within 30 days after tenants leave. Landlords must provide new locks on rental property no later than 7 days after a new occupant takes possession of a leasehold premise. Smoke detectors must be operational at the time the tenant is granted possession. Keyless deadbolts are required, but not double cylinder locks. F. Foreclosure and short sales. Foreclosure sales in Texas are held on the first Tuesday of the month. A majority of foreclosures in Texas are non-judicial due to the use of the deed of trust. The exception is foreclosure for home equity loans, which is judicial in Texas. G. Recording statutes. Recording statutes are laws passed to protect property rights. All states have recording statutes for documents used to create, transfer, or encumber an interest in real property. Recording places a document in the public records, which provides constructive notice or legal notice to the world. Property rights to land must be recorded in the county where the property is located. Texas law states that a deed, mortgage, or other instrument affecting real estate is not effective as far as subsequent purchasers and lenders are concerned if it is not recorded. Actual notice is information that a buyer has from a source other than the public records. Here is an example of these laws in action. Question: John sells his farm to Art for cash, but Art does not record the deed. Later, John sells the same farm to Bill for value, cash, or any agreed-upon compensation. Bill, unaware of the sale to Art, promptly records his deed in the local county records. John has left the area and cannot be found. Who has superior title to the property? Art or Bill? Rationale and answer. The Texas Recording Act is a notice statute, meaning a subsequent bona fide purchaser, without actual or constructive notice, will receive superior title to the property. There are two questions we must ask. 1. Did Bill get the farm for value? 2. Did Bill have notice of the first sale of the farm to Art? The answer to the first question is simple. Yes, Bill purchased the farm for value. The next question is whether Bill had actual or constructive notice of the prior sale to Art. According to the facts, Bill purchased the farm with no knowledge of the prior purchase by Art, and Art did not record his deed. Therefore, Bill did not possess actual knowledge, and because Art failed to record his deed, Bill also had no constructive knowledge of the prior sale to Art. In conclusion, Bill would prevail over Art because he is a bona fide purchaser who acquired the farm for value and without notice of the prior sale to Art. H. Mechanics and material man's liens. A mechanics lien is for labor or materials for the improvement of property. It is one of the foreclosable liens on a Texas homestead. I. Texas Veterans Land Board. The Texas Veterans Land Board has three programs for Texas veterans. The Housing Assistance Program allows an eligible Texas veteran to have his or her mortgage loan sold to the TVLB instead of to the secondary market. The benefit to the borrower is an interest rate significantly lower than prevailing market rates. Home improvement loans up to $50,000 are available from the TVLB at below market interest rates. The TVLB loan program allows eligible Texas veterans to borrow up to $150,000 from the TVLB to purchase unimproved property. The buyer must obtain a survey and pay 5% down for a 30-year loan. The minimum tract size is 1 acre. All of these programs are available to all honorably discharged Texas veterans. Disability is not a requirement. None of these programs are available to any dishonorably discharged veteran. All programs are available for the surviving spouse of a veteran listed as missing in action or whose death was service-connected. J. Homeowners Associations. HOAs in Texas are permitted to regulate, but not ban. Flying the flags of the U.S., the state of Texas, or any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. They can also regulate, but not ban roof solar panels, privacy fences, the display of religious symbols or political signs. Note to students: it is recommended that you visit the TREC website and review the FAQs under Consumer Information on the bottom left side of the homepage. These questions and answers can be very helpful in preparing for the state portion of the license exam. There is no need to review any of the FAQs that relate to real estate inspectors.